Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brian Matamore is here. Brian is a great long-term member of our Brain Trust. 6 years he's been hanging out with us. He is one of our top big thinkers. He's an idea guy, and he helps you become more of an idea guy, and he's applying his big ideas that he includes in his books, by the way, 21 Days to a Big Idea and Idea Stormers, to customer service. And that's why he's here to talk to us about some creative ways to improve customer service. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. Always fun.
It's good to have you back. He's also the president and the founder of the Matamore Group. Brian, we're a fifth of the way into the 21st century. People have had customers for 10,000 years. Could there actually be anything new under the sun?
That's a great question. Well, I think the landscape, and many people have written about this, has changed dramatically. You know, it used to be the customer didn't know a whole lot, and
yep,
as you said, even in your books,
mm-hmm.
In your most recent one, of course, customers kind of know everything now. And so there's no longer that sort of information superiority that the seller had. And so given that the field has leveled, the playing field has leveled, and current customers and potential customers have all the information they need, the question is then how are you unique and different, and how are you potentially superior to other companies that are in your field? And, you know, you could go for product superiority, but that's tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody's got great quality.
Everything's a commodity. Everything you sell is a commodity, even service.
Well, yeah, and so how are you uniquely better and different? And service is the one way, because it's a human activity now,
mm-hmm.
even though it's facilitated by technology. Service is, in some ways, the one way that you can be superior and stand out.
It's kind of the only way because...
Yeah, I didn't want to say the only way.
It really is because what, I mean, think about it. We got, if you type in a product name into Google, you get, between Google and Amazon, you get 200 options. It's the same product.
Yes.
And so you wonder, how do all those people stay in business? Why? How does one succeed where another one sort of flounders? It's not the product. It's how they put the product in your hand. It's how they back it up. It's how they help you understand how to use it. I mean, that's the flair. That's the sizzle, isn't it?
It is. And so our clients, the medium ones, the small ones, but and the large ones too, have all recognized that customer service, are now the people are calling it, quote, the customer experience, which I think is accurate and correct. It's way beyond. Sort of, it's the before, during, and after of the experience
mm-hmm.
That you have with a customer. That is the way to be different and superior, frankly. And so our clients, because we're an innovation agency, have asked us to help them be creative about ways that they can offer a better customer service experience.
Well, and you've got some stories, you've got some case studies too. That we can talk about that, of how other people have done this. But how often, when you work with your customers, your clients, and they ask you to help them, how often do you, in the analysis, do you say, you know, do you guys realize you're doing this, and that people, if you could turn down the corner of that little thing right there, you could have people beating your door down. Do you realize you're that close? How often does that happen?
Well, you know, there's an experience, and we weren't directly involved with this, but we know about it, and a client had lost was losing about 15% of their business, and
wow.
You know, they couldn't figure out why. And one of the keys is obviously you talk to people on the front line because they know. And they said, well, you know, someone was like, hey, stupid. And this is after they'd spent a lot of money on research.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, hey, stupid, you move the waiting time for customers on the phone from 3 minutes to 9 minutes on
wow.
average. So, you know, I mean, sometimes it's amazingly simple and some, you know, so stupid, because companies are so, a lot of them are so busy trying to cut costs that in the process they cut service. And the smart ones recognize that investments in service pay huge dividends, sometimes, you know, 10 or 20 or 30 times the multiples.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes a reset of the mind here to understand that these are great investments in customer service. You know, moving away from traditional advertising to digital advertising, and if you will, traditional customer service to investing in customer experience is probably a good way to think about it.
Right. So, give us an example as we go. We got a couple of minutes before we go to a break. Give us an example of a case study that you know of where people have done this.
Well, whenever I give a speech or a presentation or a webinar or a workshop, I always want to get into not just what's published, but get into the inside stories of stuff. So, you know, Zappos is famous. You know, Ritz-Carlton is famous. All these guys, they're sort of the leaders, if you will, and
mm-hmm.
pioneers of the absolute best in customer service. And, you know, so Zappos, one of the things I think is key is that they know very clearly their values, and they leverage those values. And so, you know, deliver wow through service and create fun and a little weirdness are two of their 10 core values. Well, those guys practice those,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
How much time we have before we break?
Well, I've only got about a minute. Hold on to that thought, but
let me say,
I want to bring up those two companies.
Yeah.
What's the thing that everybody knows? I've never bought anything from Zappos. My wife helps them with the utilities every year, but I have stayed at Ritz-Carlton's. And so I am a cheerleader for Ritz-Carlton because they knocked me over. They bowled me over with the way they responded to me, from the person sweeping the floor to the person checking me in. My wife talks about Zappos like it's, you know, like it's some kind of retail god or something. They make her happy with shoes, right? And so that's earned media. That's the holy grail. When other people, they don't say, I love their beds, I love how they treated me. That's it. The bed is the commodity. The treatment is the special sauce, folks. And that's all you have, small business owners. And we're going to talk about this more. We're going to let Brian tell us more of those of the case studies after the break. 20 after, Brian Mattimore. And I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.